Hello and welcome to the Albino Leper Boy Show.
Hey, boys and girls, it's Saturday, April 11th, 2009. This is young adult author Stephen Hines with episode 15 of the Albino Leper Boy Show. I have a ton of killer music to play for you, so I'm going to attempt to minimize the babbling. So with that in mind, here is my first song by The Chemists. That's spelled Q-E-M-I-S-T-S with guest vocalist Mike Patton, and this is a track called Lost Weekend. Enjoy.
Let's go.
just heard The Chemists with guest vocalist Mike Patton and one killer single called Lost Weekend. You can download that on iTunes. Please download legally and make sure these awesome artists get paid. Thank you very much. Once again, this is young adult author Stephen Hines, and I'm going to do about two more songs that are kind of in a techno vein. I'm not really that much of a techno music fanatic by any means, but lately I've been stumbling upon some stuff that is really lighting my fuse, so I'm going to hopefully turn you on to it. Speaking of lighting fuses, this is a track, and actually it's originally a David Bowie song, still a David Bowie song, but remixed by Nine Inch Nails. I'm not a big fan of either of those two artists, but for some reason this mix really trips my trigger. This is I'm Afraid of Americans by David Bowie and Nine Inch Nails.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't.
just heard David Bowie remixed by Nine Inch Nails. That is I'm Afraid of Americans, and honestly, sometimes I am too, guys. Terrifying. And while I'm on the subject of me, this next song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off their brand new CD called It's Blitz is called Zero, and it reminds me of myself because, you know, I'm kind of pretty much zero. Enjoy.
Shaking like a ladder to the sun makes me feel like a madman on the run. Find me never, never far gone. So get your leather, leather, leather.
Heard Zero by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and I lied earlier. This is young adult author Stephen Hines, by the way. When I said that I was only going to play a couple more techno-ish type songs, because I'm going to play another one. I forgot about this one being on my playlist. This is in honor of our taxes in the United States of America, if you're listening in the USA, being due in a few days. And this is a song by an incredibly, incredibly left-wing kind of techno-ish band called the Corporate Avengers. It's called Taxes Are Stealing, and I'm playing it because I love the song and because what the IRS does as far as having the power to put people in jail for not paying income taxes is in direct disobedience to the United States Constitution, and it goes against every ruling ever passed down by the Supreme Court of the United States. And if you don't believe me, look it up on that there interweb rocket.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Taxes are strong arm robbery. The collections of taxes funnel the majority of funds to policies and institutions counterproductive to spiritual advancement.
Well, taxes are stealing. And I get the feeling that we're getting fucked in the ass. They take what they want to whenever they want to. And I need they always the last. They lie. They cheat. They steal from you and me. They lie.
Mr. Johnny Rotten. I have had that feeling. You just heard Corporate Avenger with Taxes Are Stealing from their Freedom Is a State of Mind CD. And yes, if they are a little radical to say the least. Actually, they're kind of so left-wing that they make System of a Down sound like they were on George Bush's cabinet or something like that. But anyway, I like that song because go to YouTube and look up taxes and taxes being illegal. Look up Ron Paul talking about taxes, who ran on the Republican ticket for this past presidential election. Of course, he didn't have a prayer because one of the main things he was going to do was dismantle the IRS because it's unconstitutional. And he probably would have really cut into some greedy douchebags, a gravy train in Washington, D.C., and they were not going to let that happen. Anywho, enough of the politics and that kind of depressing crap. Let's get away from the techno into the avant-garde heavy metal realm of Phantomas, starring the legendary Mike Patton, the legendary Dave Lombardo from Slayer on drums, the equally legendary King Buzzo from the Melvins, and the amazing Trevor Dunn from Mr. Bungle on bass. This is a song called April 2nd, 05, Saturday, from their Suspended Animation CD, which is a ridiculously ingenious and innovative masterpiece that mixes metal and samples of cartoons and cartoon sound effects and children's toys with this awesome music that they are creating. And if you don't like this, that's fine, but hopefully you can at least appreciate the artistic ingenuity, the groundbreakingness, if that's even a word, of Phantomas. From Suspended Animation. Can you believe those guys haven't had a top 40 hit single? Come on, what is this world coming to? I don't think the guys in Phantomas are all that concerned about that. Speaking of Phantomas and the Melvins, yesterday I just finally got around to watching a DVD that I finally got around to purchasing of the Phantomas Melvins Big Band Live in London. Oh my god, if you liked what you heard, if you liked the Melvins, even if you didn't like what you heard, buy this DVD on Amazon.com. It's only $9.99, brand new, and it is easily the greatest concert DVD I've ever purchased in my life. Unfreaking believable. And the DVD commentary has Danny DeVito on there with the band, and it's just freaking ridiculously funny. out of the avant-garde realm and into the more commercial realm. Recently, I became a total fan of the movie Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell in it, and there's a song that Will Ferrell sings in there, and it segues into the actual version of the song. It's called The Whole Wide World, and I looked up who that artist was, because that song just totally blew me away, and it was a guy named Reckless Eric, spelled W-R-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. And this is another song by Reckless Eric called A Pop Song. This is young adult author Stephen Hines, and just to let you know, if you're still listening, if I haven't lost you, next weekend, April 18th and 19th, I will be in Columbus, Ohio for the Small Press and Comic Expo, aka Space, attempting to sell my first novel, Hocus Focus, the first issue of my comic book, Valedictorian USA, and issue one of my webcomic, on paper, Clyde the Redneck. So if you're in Columbus, please stop by. If not, you can purchase any of my stuff on my website, www.stephenhines.org. Some other awesome people who are going to be at Space are a phenomenal comic book author named Dustin Carson. Check him out on MySpace and on Facebook. He has a comic book series called No Gods, which I highly recommend. And also, a guy who's responsible for a magazine called Zone Trooper. He has a website also. He has a podcast also, and he was crazy enough to interview me on his podcast. If you're listening, Joe, thanks, dude. Joe Shover,
Zone Trooper 1.
I'd like to dedicate this next song to you and to Dustin. This is a song from the Watchmen movie, originally a Bob Dylan classic, redone by My Chemical Romance. And I'm going to just go out and on a limb and say this, that I've never been a My Chemical Romance fan until I heard this song at the tail end of the movie while the credits were rolling. And it's, wow, it sounds like they're channeling the Sex Pistols while covering Bob Dylan. Can you get any better than that? I don't think so. Soundtrack. That was My Chemical Romance with Desolation Row, originally written and recorded by Mr. Bob Dylan. If you haven't seen the Watchmen movie, which of course I'm partial because Alan Moore is one of my heroes, but and Watchmen is my favorite graphic novel of all time, but I thought the movie was freaking amazing. I've seen it twice in a theater so far. I wouldn't mind seeing it again. If you want to really have some fun, go see it in a predominantly redneck town, and when you're walking out, listen for all the mayhem, for all the rednecks upset about Dr. Manhattan's swinging CGI man part. Speaking of which, I have a blog about that on my website if you'd like to check it out. It's www.stephenhines.org. Go to the page called Cerebral Spewings, and I believe it's the newest blog I posted because I'm basically extremely lazy. And one final tune on my way out. If you'd like to download my new CD, this is a track off of it. My new CD is called The Thousand-Legged Sneer. My fake band, which is all me, is called Shines. And you can download my entire 10-track CD on my website for free because I am such a ridiculously nice guy that I hug myself about every 5 minutes. This is a song featuring samples from another great movie called Office Space. This is called Milton's Revenge. Until next time, Young Adult Author Stephen Hines signing off. Albino Leper Boy Show, episode number 15.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Munder.
Why does it seem like a jam? He's still a paper jam. I swear to God, one of these days, I just kick this piece of shit out the window.
You and me both, man.
I love you all.